The radio dial is dominated by commercial radio stations. On these programs, you will hear advertisements of all shapes and sizes interwoven between the same top 10 pop songs on just about every station. While commercial radio thrives, there are some who have had to fight to simply exist, namely the low-power FM stations that serve local communities. These stations are run by locals, your friends and neighbors, with community in mind.
I'm Morgan Lambert, and I volunteer with Radio Tacoma, 101.9 KTAH in Tacoma, Washington. I'm the program director, and I currently do their social media. I'm pretty new to this. I started volunteering back in April of 2018, and when I first kind of knew about it, learned about Radio Tacoma, I just saw it as an opportunity to help a radio station that doesn't have a big signal and, you know, broadcast to the community.
Being labeled community radio comes with an expectation that the relationship between the station and the listener is one of service. Local radio, like Radio Tacoma, by and large holds community first, opting to provide relevant local content for its listenership.
It's usually produced by people that just want to make their community better and present new ideas and give voices to people that might not otherwise have a voice on radio.
So how did Seattle get so lucky as to have upwards of 10 community radio stations? It certainly wasn't by accident. Sabrina Roach, a mover and shaker for LPFM in the Seattle scene, made sure that the local radio dream became a reality.
Between 2011 and the spring of 2018, I supported low-power FM radio stations in the greater Seattle area and around the country. Well, locally, I fostered a cohort of 15 applicants. Of those 15, 11 are now on the air.
What makes someone like Sabrina put it all out on the line for community radio? In the end, why does it matter that Seattle has local stations that center around community? Sabrina goes on.
Low Power FM is so important because it creates a community anchor point.
Herein lies the problem. These radio stations serve their community and are limited in their ability to broadcast outside of those lines. LPFM stations can only transmit up to 100 watts.
Our Radio Tacoma signal maybe reaches into Federal Way on a good day. It also maybe reaches into Puyallup.
Whereas commercial radio stations can be heard all down the I-5 corridor and on with the help of their enormous transmitters and multiple relays or repeaters.
You can get Como on three stations. It also booms strong on AM 1000. Is it necessary that those commercial stations are being rebroadcast on FM? It's clearer fidelity, yes, but I think a community radio station in Auburn would much better serve that.
What can LPFM stations do to combat this inescapable commercial presence?
Really, you know, what they can do is have a really clear sense of place and be really relevant. And they can have lots of in-person events, and they can do a lot with digital presence.
So how does the greater Seattle area move forward? Sabrina and Morgan agree that the way forward may not be entirely on the airwaves.
LPFM isn't going to flourish in these neighborhoods where they don't have a station. So that's where you're going to see newer technologies such as podcasts crop up and provide news and audio content to their community.
The future of LPFM may not be on the FM dial, but with the volunteers manning the helm at community radio stations near you, all is not lost. While the transmitters are small, their dreams are big.
I think LPFM can serve their community, but I also think they can serve the larger community of the Puget Sound and Western Washington in a positive way.
Low-power FM stations have the community in mind, looking past the almighty dollar that motivates commercial stations to instead serve their community. Andrew Argaris, reporting.